Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today. How to love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7 say, "Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres." And 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." God is love. This simple truth is the heart of the Christian faith. God is love. And today's beautiful and often quoted scripture from Paul's letter to the Corinthian church describes how love shows itself in action. It can help us discern God's activity in the world. If we substitute God for love, we can be reminded that God is patient and God is kind. God does not boast and is not proud. God does not dishonor others and is not self-seeking. God is not easily angered and keeps no record of wrongs. God does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. God always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. I find this so comforting. It blesses me to pause and consider the tenderness, patience, and strength with which God loves me and all of those whom I love. God is love. It is a simple truth to which I cling. But simple does not mean easy. Simple can be challenging. Simple can be downright hard. Whoever does not love does not know God. And that means that if I am trying to live as a Christ follower, I should also be able to describe myself and my actions with these words. They teach me not only what love is, but how to love. What happens if I substitute my name for the word love in this passage? Is Greta patient? Is she kind? Does she envy or boast? Does she dishonor others? Is she proud, self-seeking, easily angered? Or, here's a tough one, does she keep a record of wrongs? Does she delight in evil or rejoice with the truth? Can I say with conviction, Greta always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres? Today and every day, may I be challenged to love as God loves. May I open my heart to make more room for God, that I might be perfected in love. Dear God, you are perfect love. Forgive us when we love imperfectly, and transform us to love as you do, that the world might know you through us. In Christ's holy name, amen. Today's devotion was written and read by Greta Smith.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, We're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.